Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Treatment Network. And as you read the newspaper about what's going on in the Near East, you get nothing but confusion. Certainly, we're told recently that Egypt brokered a peace agreement between Hamas and Israel, and it looked like maybe there was going to be able to be peace there. There was going to be some sort of negotiation that would give 10-year a period of peace, and Hamas would stop attacking Israel and sending missiles on into Israel. And then the next thing we hear is that the peace accord is not going to work. And we hear about, of course, the Israeli attack on Syria, wiping out a nuclear power plant. And then the question is raised, was it really a nuclear power plant that being built by the North Koreans in Syria that was wiped out? What was going on there? On Sunday, we saw the 60 Minutes interviews with Israeli pilots talking about the danger of Iran developing a nuclear warhead and the fact that Israel might have to do something to prevent this, which we're talking really about a military strike on Iran similar to the one that was carried out on Israel, on Iraq many years ago when Israeli planes knocked out the developmental center in Iraq where Saddam was working on developing nuclear weapons. So, what's really going on? We hear many of our military leaders talking about the fact that we don't have the military wherewithal to sustain a war with Iran, and other leaders talk about the danger of Iran, the fact that they're supplying weapons to the Iraqis. We're killing American troops. Iran is killing Americans. We've got to retaliate against Iran. And what's really going on? Are they trying to confuse us? We hear that there are secret negotiations all the time going on between Iran and our government behind the scenes looking for a peaceful solution. What is happening in the Near East or the Middle East? Because believe me, what is happening there is going to have a profound influence on the rest of the world. Indeed, that small area of the world, Israel, seems to be the center of so much of the many of the problems that affect all the rest of the world today, specifically the United States. Well, with us this morning to discuss what really goes on behind the scenes in Israel is Barry Shammas, who's an Israeli patriot who's written extensively about many of the machinations that go on within the Israeli government, which is controlled by men who are largely controlled by people here in the United States, in the Vatican, and elsewhere. And, of course, none of them are really dedicated to the survival of Israel. In fact, the leaders of Israel today are doing everything they can to weaken Israel, I believe, of course, with the hope that one day that nation will be destroyed. I don't believe it's going to happen because I don't believe God's going to let it happen. But, well, these are fascinating and dangerous and frightening times. Good morning, Barry. Why don't you bring us up to date on or what your views are and what's going on?
Well, I don't know if they're views. I just collect the news. But nonetheless, this is very serious news. And pay attention to it, because we've got, we're in the midst of another disengagement, but the government doesn't dare do it like they did in Gush Katif. That was too messy. So they're doing it by stages. And by the way, the question, that really has to be asked is why doesn't Olmert just say what his policies are? Why do everything behind the backs of his people? And that's a major question, because all of this is dishonest, the Israeli people are getting absolutely thoroughly screwed by their government, who just doesn't tell them what their policies are. But, well, I'm not the first to say it, but I may be the first to demand the end of secret diplomacy. The major piece of news that, of course, is not terribly newsworthy in America, but it is amongst the victims in Israel, is that the Israel Defense Forces have given up the security of providing security for 40 towns who are now going to be guarded by private security firms. And 10 towns don't even get the private security firms. They are left undefended. And this is real news.
Now, are these developments in the West Bank area?
Oh, they're only in the West Bank.
Okay.
Where else?
And they're beyond the wall there.
Well, not necessarily. Kiryat Arba, as far as I know, doesn't have a wall, and that's the city that supposedly the new Jewish population of Hebron lives in mostly. It's half a mile from downtown Hebron, and it no longer has the army guarding it.
Okay.
Now, and as for the 10 undefended towns, either they get their own security, private security firms, which they can't afford to pay for, or they go home. And they lift up their security, call up a moving van, and abandon their homes. Now, I've made a list that was gathered, it was gathered by Israelis concerned about what the IDF is doing. Nonetheless, we've already discussed in the last month what has happened to security in the West Bank or Judea and Samaria. And, well, we've already discussed in the last month some of the programs. Now, the first is they canceled the Mitzar program. That's the program where the settlements work with the army, and in the case of an outbreak of war, they go to their arms caches and defend themselves until the army rescues them. The army canceled that program.
In other words, the army actually took the weapons out of the armories.
You betcha. The collection of weapons from the communities is almost completely done now, and they're sitting there. Well, the insecurity must be of the residents there must be enormous, but they're not talking.
All right. The thing is basically, do the individual people there have weapons to defend themselves, or
well,
are all the weapons there in the armory?
They're going to be taken away. Everything is being looked at again, and licenses are being canceled, and the settlers are going to be left unguarded by the army.
But licenses canceled, you mean that you have to have a license? Well, I'll be right back in just a moment with Barry Shannon.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
We have many treasures here in wonderful, colorful Colorado. One of the lesser known is on the corner of Mulberry and Remington right here in Fort Collins. Can you guess it? That's right, the Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. It's family owned by John and Carol Anderson. They specialize in gold and silver coins, rare coins, and gold and silver bullion. Call today at 970-482-7759 or visit the corner at Remington, Mulberry, and Fort Collins. Again, that number is 970-482-7759.
Hoover and Harris CPAs and Greeley take this time to honor and salute all of our area students and graduates. It took a great deal of patience and intelligence to get this far, and with prom night and graduation parties right around the corner, you need to exhibit intelligence again. That means don't drink and drive. Remember, graduation is a class act, so take the next step into tomorrow by celebrating safety today. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris CPAs, playing a vital, integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise children. Hoover and Harris CPAs, on the air, because they care.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Barry Shamish. And Barry, you were saying they canceled the licenses. Do you have to have a license to have a weapon in Israel?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so if you have an automatic weapon, I thought that almost every Jewish home had weapons in them to protect themselves, but you have to have a license to have one. And now they're canceling the licenses for the people in the settlements. Why would they do that?
Well, we know why. I mean, they.
Well, I know it's a rhetorical question, but you give the answer anyway.
Well, as I said, it's the disengagement. Well, before we go on with what the IDF has done, and remember, imagine, try and place yourself in the same situation where the American Army pulls out of Iraq and hires a private security firm to run the war. I mean, it's absurd. If there is an actual breakout of war, you think these rent-a-guards can stand up and defend these communities? It's unfeasible that an army would pull out and hire rent-a-guards. That's what they announced they're doing. Now, and this, by the way, is the program of a CFR executive and really a very bad person named Daniel Pipes. This was his Gaza plan. Pull the army out of Gaza and let's see how long the settlers hang around. And he actually said that. The truth about Pipes came out during the Gaza withdrawal. And they're just doing his plan. And there's more. In the last month, the government used to pay residents of Judea and Samaria subsidies for putting rock-proof car windows on their vehicles, and that's why you don't see a lot of damage. Even though they're rock throwing is a daily event, the windows will stop the rocks from knocking someone's head off. That's canceled. And by the way, putting on reinforced car windows is a question of a few thousand bucks. It's a very expensive thing to do. It's canceled.
But you know, Barry, on one hand, you're telling me that they're doing everything they can to discourage the people in the settlements there, and yet, on the other hand, we hear that talk of the government encouraging building new settlements.
No, you don't. No, you don't. The government has not put up a new settlement in over 15 years. You don't hear that talk ever. They may put up a few apartments in a town that already exists, but no Israeli government has put up a new settlement in a decade and a half. Well, back to their real program. Now, this is a really bad one, and it's hitting low, but it's working. The IDF used to pay for school buses for handicapped or retarded children who couldn't fight back. And this is just a parent has a handicapped child. the least you could do is make sure Rock doesn't go through the school bus. It's canceled. Okay, and believe me, when you've got a child without protection getting on a school bus anymore, you're wondering why you're living where you're living. It's canceled. Now, here's the one that affects me. There's no more budget from the government anymore for settlement security vehicles. Now let me explain what this is all about. And I've got lots of personal experience about this. I gave lectures maybe at 100 settlements over the years in Israel. Now, some settlements were really dangerous to get to. They were isolated. The road went through known dangerous Arab towns. I wouldn't drive my car. It was unprotected. And you go through an Arab town that's known for terrorism, and you get a flat tire. I mean, that's a nightmare. It's a very real nightmare. A deliberate flat tire. They put projectiles of some kind, something with a good sharp edge in the road. You have a flat tire, you're a dead man. So when I would speak at, well, some of the settlements no longer exist. Four of them were pulled up in the Gaza-Samaria disengagement. But nonetheless, I would speak at dangerous settlements for my car anyways, and we would have an arrangement. I would park at the roadblock, the army roadblock, and they would pick me up in a protected vehicle. The guy in the front seat passenger side would be fully armed, and the windows would be thick against maybe not bullets, but certainly rocks. And they would be on a radio network. If there was trouble, there would be help there in a matter of minutes. And, well, by the way, there was one lecture in a place called Peduel that was only a half an hour from my home, and I thought I could do it without the unprotected car. At 2 in the morning, I went up a hill, and I was in an Arab town all by myself. I rushed out of there as fast as possible. But if someone had seen me, I would have been lynched. These vehicles are gone now. There's no more budget for the settlement security vehicles. No one can safely get to them. And, by the way, that includes repairmen. That includes delivery of groceries. No one is going to get a convoy to take them to these settlements. The government stopped paying for the vehicles.
Well, now, how do these people make a living in the settlements? Do they commute back and forth into the
Sure. They go to Tel Aviv to work.
Okay.
Sure. The settlements themselves are suburbs. They're commuter towns. Very few of them have nearby industry or reason to live. These people go into what is known as Israel proper. But don't forget, it's only half an hour away from these obscure settlements. It's not that far away. You stand on these settlements. They're all in high hills. I can't think of any in valleys. They all overlook Tel Aviv or the coastal region or Netanya. Don't think that these places are very far away. I mean, Israel, at some points from the Mediterranean to the Jordan River, is only 10, 12 miles wide. And they're gone. You now, in order to get to the settlements, including the very dangerous ones, no longer have anyone convoying you. They're gone. The IDF has lifted all budget for settlement security vehicles, has taken away all settlement war caches, armor, weapons. They're all gone now. Now, we're talking, again, I mentioned the pipes plan. This is, in fact, Judea and Samaria being disengaged, and it's all happening this month. Now, we have a few hints given by the government of what they're doing to make Judea and Samaria uninhabitable to Jews. Now, we were told that Tony Blair, again, he is the quartet's negotiator. He tells the Israeli government what to do. Tony Blair went to Defense Minister Barak, and he ordered some key roadblocks dismantled. Now, Barak, the poodle that he is, dismantled a very important roadblock between Nablus and Jenin, passing through, I mean, really the terrorist towns well, in this case, Samaria. And this, lifting this roadblock means free access between the Arabs of Nablus and Jenin and all the surrounding Arab towns. You're going to see terrorism erupt there like nobody's business. And Barak agreed to lift this roadblock. There's one that he refused. And, boy, if he had lifted this one, Blair asked, I assume demanded, that the Ramallah Beit El roadblock be dismantled. Now, I don't know if you've been to Beit El. It's an important settlement. It's got a few thousand people there. It's just across the road from Ramallah. There's a junction. There's a red light. You turn right, you're in Beit El. You turn left, you're in Ramallah. If you lift this roadblock, Beit El is dead. And there's a big army base in Beit El, a major infantry and armored base. It's dead. There's no protection anymore. Blair asked Barak to lift the roadblock, and at this point, for the time being, I add, Barak said it can't be done, and he leaked the fact that it was Blair's idea to dismantle the roadblock outside of Nablus. So we're talking not Israeli decisions. This goes way beyond Israeli decisions, and we're talking about the so-called roadmap, the quartet. And I'm going to add one other just brief observation before I talk about what these people are really involved in. About the Syrian nuclear attack, Israel, for whatever reason, didn't want this to come out. Israel was shut tight. Well, not tight. There were leaks. But officially, it was shut tight about the attack on what appears to be a genuine Syrian nuclear facility aimed at making a bomb. But the United States, your government, decided to release the information this week. And what we found out, that buried deep in these official Washington disclosures aimed at, well, for one thing, humiliating Syria. That's why Israel apparently didn't want to open their mouth. They didn't want Syria to have an excuse for any warfare. But we found out that Condoleezza Rice objected to the Israeli attack. And in short, Israel attacked the place without the permission of the American State Department. Whatever that means, you can be sure that there were huge objections. Israel somehow found the courage to override the objections and attack the site. But now we have to ask the big question. Why would Condoleezza Rice object to a North Korean nuclear facility being wiped off the map? And this is beyond her personal hatred of Jews, which is simmering. It's horrendous, her personal objections. We're talking about something bigger. And I'm going to talk about somebody who gave away what was the original New World Order plan for the Middle East. And that somebody was an author named John Loftus. Now, if you don't know who John Loftus is, he is very well known in the Israeli right. he and his partner, Mark Aaron. Whoops, okay.
We'll be back in just a moment in here at the American Freedom Network.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Samuelson, talking about the plight of the people in the settlements there, and it's almost as if they're being betrayed by the leaders. In fact, it's not almost as if they are being betrayed, but of course, nothing as it appears to be. There are powerful forces working behind the scenes, which of course are putting Israel into a totally indefensible position. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, we're back to John Loftus, who, by the way, is on my email list, and I know the man. This was the first time I met him. He came to Jerusalem, and he spoke at the Root and Branch Association, who have sponsored a good dozen of my lectures, and I'm considered a good draw. I would get, well, as many as 100. On a great night and on a bad night, 50, and that's what a lecture gives in Jerusalem. In fact, I recorded my DVD, The Vatican's New Crusade Against Jerusalem, at the Root and Branch Society, just to give you an idea of what it's like. I think you've seen the DVD. John Loftus spoke there, and he's on the board of Root and Branch. And what a crowd. I mean, you had to wait around the block. There must have been 300 people there. That's a huge lecture by any standards. Now, a lot of the people were people I knew, and they knew the New World Order, and they were a tough audience. And John Loftus disappointed every one of the people who knew the score. He was quite dreadful. Now, this occurred just after the Iraqi attack by America, and he wrote a book, The Secret War Against the Jews, which is really against the oil families who founded the CFR. The Rockefellers, the Dulles brothers, John Foster and Alan Dulles, and all their secret machinations to get rid of Israel. That was the theme of the book. And I asked him after his lecture, just to let you know, before we dive into what he said, he gave away the plan. I asked him, if you're attacking Rockefeller and the Dulles, that they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, why don't you ever say Council on Foreign Relations? And he turned red, and he says he doesn't blame the CFR, and anyone who's opposed to the CFR is nuts. He used the word nuts, and I was stunned, and other people were stunned. And then he went on to reveal what I guess the neocons were planning for the Middle East before the Iraqis made the American army pay for their attack. He says to us, oh, and by the way, at that time, he was a commentator for Fox TV, so I imagine he was way up in the establishment, the media establishment of the states, of the United States. And he says to us, as Israelis, don't retaliate. We'll take care of everything. And people were stunned. Israel, don't retaliate. I mean, what does Israel do? We supposedly defend ourselves. And someone pointed out that there have been 2,000 casualties since the Oslo so-called peace accord was signed, 9 years before. And he says, that's not too many. That's fine. Just suffer for a little while. 2,000 is so many. And we were stunned. In a little country like Israel, 2,000 casualties is so many. And he goes on and he says about Syria. Okay, he says that the Iraqis, Saddam Hussein, buried its weapons of mass destruction in the Bekaa Valley of Syria before the attack. That's why they can't find any weapons of mass destruction. Believe me, there's no proof for this whatsoever. No one has ever found a buried cache of weapons of mass destruction in the Bekaa Valley or anywhere in Syria. And he goes on to explain that the trucks moved at night, and so the satellites couldn't pick them up, and just stuff that was truly, completely unprovable or not true. And he says, this is where he starts saying what America's plan is. He says, leave Syria to us. We're going to go in and take those weapons of mass destruction. He said, we will, in fact, take Syria. That's what he says. But here's the big one. John Loftus says, after Syria, we'll sweep through Iran. And I'm stunned, and I'm turning to friends of mine. Gemma Black, the photographer of Women in Green, was sitting beside me, and I said to her, what is this stuff he's giving? This is the New World Order plan that he's giving to this audience. What does he mean we're going to sweep Iran? And he doesn't end there. All right, now what we're talking about is a book about the oil families. So I asked him about Bush. I said, well, if you're writing a book about the oil families and the CFR, Bush's grandfather was one of the founding members of the CFR, And he gets very, very flustered and says that the young Bush, in other words, your president, has nothing to do with his father. Says they're two separate individuals. They don't even talk about world diplomacy. And what are you supposed to, I mean, this is such a lie. And he's saying this, bald-faced lie to 300 people. But he was giving away what America was supposed to do with the Iraqi attack. You were supposed to have an easy time in Iraq, take Syria, and then finish off the region with Iran, and then you get, well, as he didn't say this, but then you get a Middle Eastern trading bloc, which was really the intention of the Oslo Accord to begin with. We've gone over this with my own interviews. What we have with John Loftus was a pro-Bush, pro-war, New World Order plan. He loves the son, but distrusts the father, and he doesn't want us to retaliate. Don't retaliate. We'll take care of Syria. We'll take care of Iran. Well, what are you going to say to this? He, in short, revealed what the real plan was. And by the way, when you look at Iraq, if it wasn't for them fighting America, you would have this plan put in place, and the world would not necessarily be a better world for this, but it would be a world run by what is known as the New World Order. That's my little story about John Loftus. And I'm going to repeat it this week, lest you think he's pro-Israel. Whoops.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sammons. Fascinating material.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, doctors. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Barry Sammons. And Barry, before we go on, would you like to get out your telephone number? Would you like to get out your website? And would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your books?
Sure. The books are at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. there's a box that says search right in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. I would encourage Bye-Bye Gasm, my latest book, but they're all good. The website, BarryChamish.com, will do it. It's been changed so that you'll get to the original website by writing BarryChamish.com. Now, I have a bunch of DVDs. The latest one is called Take Back Israel, an interview done by an award-winning New York filmmaker. It's very high quality. It was only done a couple of months ago. But for that, you have to phone me. It's not on Lulu. So my number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. That's for the DVDs. Now, another problem, and this is a very serious one again, and it's unreported, but it's real. The Kinneret is sinking really, really fast. And there's panic going on because by July, the rainy season is over in Israel. There's no more rain there. The temperatures are 100 degrees in Israel right now. The Kinneret, by the end of July, according to all projections, will have reached the black line.
Now, what is the Kinneret?
It's the Sea of Galilee.
All right.
It will reach the black line. Now, there are three lines. There's a higher red line and a lower red line. The black line has never been reached. That's when the Kinneret falls so much that you can no longer pump water because the pipes are above the water line. And that's it. There's no more water coming out of the Kinneret. Israel will have a crisis. Well, it's unspeakable. 70% of the water comes out of the Kinneret. Now, I knew this was going to happen, and I wrote an article for something called the Genesis News Service. And I wrote, 15, at least maybe 20 articles for Genesis in the 1990s, a very alternative news service, but it went everywhere, all through the Third World and a few spots in America as well. And I interviewed, I believe it was 1994, I interviewed the man who was negotiating the water agreement with the Jordanians. Now, here's how this happened. I served in the Army with a very good guy. I was friends with him. We served together most of my service was Yaakov Tzemach. Yaakov Tzemach was the assistant to the chief negotiator. Now, I forgot his name because he would not allow me to use it. Yaakov didn't put that restriction on me. He did. He said these are secret negotiations. My name cannot be publicized. And nonetheless, that was fine with me. I phoned up. I met Yaakov first and phoned him up. The meeting was set. We met in a Tel Aviv restaurant. And this man was very, very perturbed. And he drank quite a bit, and he got very teary. It was not the interview I expected. I mean, at the beginning, out came the graphs and how much water is up for grabs, the usual professional approach. But then he told me, I guess I inspired confidence. I guess he wanted someone to know. I called my article Trading Away Dream Water because that's what he said. He said, I hope our leaders know what they're doing, because if this goes the way I think it is, the Kinneret is going to shrink to nothing. And this was in 1994, and 14 years later, exactly that happened. Now, what he told me he was negotiating was 50 million cubic meters of water a year were given to Jordan without payment, free of charge, our government felt that it was worthwhile to compensate Jordan for water, so they'd sign a peace treaty. That was Shimon Peres who signed the treaty. No, it was Rabin who signed the treaty with Hussein before he was killed in 95. The treaty was signed. Israel had a peace with Jordan. The Israeli people didn't know the cost of that peace was their only large freshwater lake. Now, he explained as the evening went along where the dream water is going to come from. And there were salt springs. The water is brackish, and we're going to divert that to Jordan, and we're going to dam up the Yarmouk, and that's a river that flows into the Jordan from the east. We're going to dam that up and give them some water from there, but he said we don't have the water. All of this is not feasible. We don't have the water. And he says 50 million cubic meters may not sound like a lot. And by the way, it sounds like a lot to me. But he said it doesn't sound like a lot in 1 year. But he says you do that year after year, and you're not going to have a lake anymore. We don't have that kind of water to just give away. Now, Israel supposedly had another dry winter. This is nonsense. Israel does not have a series of dry winters. What it doesn't have is a massive massively rainy winter to fill up that 50 million cubic meters of water that goes to Jordan every year. Now, 1 year, fine, the canary drops a little bit. 15 years of this is what's going to happen in July.
Well, we're out of time, Barry. We'll talk about it again, I think, this afternoon and then on our evening program. God bless.
See you then.
Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I'm always fascinated by Barry and the material he has. Certainly, I've read John Loftus, The War Against the Jews. I had no idea, of course, that he was solidly behind the Council on Foreign Relations. What is the Council on Foreign Relations? Why, it's America's invisible government. And certainly the Secretary of State almost always comes from there, the Director of the CIA, the Director of the Chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. And, of course, the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society. How do we know that? Well, of course, Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, writes about this on pages 951 and 952 of his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And if you haven't read that book, you must get it. You must read it. You can get our Tragedy and Hope special, which includes the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and the interview with Professor Quigley, where he tells you how his book was suppressed. But people must not understand there really are secret societies, and that is what Professor Quigley writes about, the secret society that created the Council on Foreign Relations, that is America's invisible government, and Bill Clinton belongs to it, and so does John McCain, and certainly the both of the Democratic candidates, Hillary and Obama, were surrounded by members of the CFR who control our presidents through successive administrations. We do hope many of you will want to get the Tragedy and Hope special or my four-tape set on the secret government. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I've been back at their headquarters at 5080 68th Street on several occasions, spent 4 or 5 days there each time going through the records, and they were planning for the Second World War in 1938, long before the war started in 39. In fact, all of the wars are created to carry out the dream of the leaders of the CFR, and that's world government. And if you certainly, I have the papers from there. In 1938, they were already planning on the Second World War. They created the First World War. Why? To bring about the League of Nations and the world government. They created the Second World War. And why? Why, of course, that was to bring about the United Nations and the world government. And now the Third World War is coming. That will affect America because Americans don't want to give up their sovereignty. Well, you'll be willing to after the horror of the coming war, I fear. And you need to understand what's behind this. You need to get my talk on the planned police state with the syllabus, the forbidden knowledge with the syllabus. And you need to understand that not only what's happening geopolitically, but the spiritual forces at work. Certainly my book on Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get it on CD, or you can even see the CD at our website, radioliberty.com. Just go there and a lot of our DVDs are available free of charge, as are our programs, as are our newsletters. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that is being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. But it's a spiritual battle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free newsletter, we'd be glad to send it to you, or a free catalog, or any of our catalogs that we have. Just give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you will certainly get the material that we've suggested, understand the forces that are working behind the scenes, ultimately for the destruction of Israel. They're not going to succeed. At least I don't think they are. But the people of Israel are in for a very, very difficult time. Weeks and months fly ahead. Please pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245.